it's a matter, really, we have to take hold. It's a matter of marriage. And why is the apostle bringing the thought of marriage? We have to discuss this a little bit. In chapter 6, it's lordship. In chapter 7, it's headship. And what happens sometimes, now I understood the lordship of Christ, hopefully, and we said, you know what, the old man is there, and sin, you know, I can have help over sin, not to have power over me, and so forth and so on. And then the believer loses sight that the complete deliverance does not come from rules and regulations.
Right.
So what happens is this. Because when you talk about headship, you talk about direction, nourishment, support. You talk about these features, if you will. So now here's a believer who would say, well, now I'm going to depend on rules and regulations to give me the support, to give me the nourishment, and to give me the direction that I need. And that's where we fail. We recognize that it is not there. Because what is the law all about? You can find examples in the Old Testament. For example, a near kinsman to Naomi and Ruth could not redeem them. That's a type of the law. The law has no power to redeem men. You go ahead and you look at Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, in 2 Kings chapter 4, when the child died, he sent Gehazi to bring a report. And he said, he is dead. What the law can do to us is just expose us that we are sinners and we are dead. But what we do with our foolish, feeble minds is we set rules and regulations to live for God. And brethren, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. But I want to have a word of exhortation. When we talk about the law, just for all of us to understand, we are not minimizing the word of God, and we are not minimizing the moral order and the law of God. We're not. But there's a big difference. The difference is this. In the day of grace, I don't have to abide by the law. It's not a must. It's not a commandment. But in the New Testament, listen, let the thief steal no more. So are we saying now, we're not under the law, let's do everyone have a license to do whatever they want? No. But the only difference in the day of grace, once I have a relationship with Christ Jesus and desire to walk in His steps, it's not that I have to keep the law. It is, I love to do or to keep these wonderful features. But it's a matter of this man has to set himself to the understanding that I cannot be married to rules and regulations because it will not help us. And brethren, let's be careful. In our local testimonies, we don't set rules and regulations for the saints to abide with. Mm-hmm. It will never, ever work. The only one who will give us full power and deliverance over these things is once I come to the recognition I cannot do it and take hold of that verse that we're all familiar with, but we forget it right away. Without me, you can do nothing. And if the saints of God will come to the end of themselves and will take hold of that wonderful verse that without Him, I can do nothing, then we will be all right.
I'd like to bring in a word of encouragement just along that line. First of all, from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, where we read, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you, he begun a good work in you, shall also complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. This is encouraging. We are lifting up our hearts to the one who responds to the never-ceasing intercessions of our Lord Jesus. And now, to prove that, Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. How? By what means? By the blood of the everlasting covenant. Next word, He perfects you. Hey. He perfects you by to the doing of His will. New translation. Doing in you what is well pleasing in His sight. Remember now, Hebrews 13:20, Philippians 1 and 6. Now, rather than to strive and to fail, you must remember that God is at work, as we had before. And that is solemn, it is wonderful, in its encouragement, but it's also to solemnize us. Expect it from there, not from here.
That is really what Romans 7 is all about. The difference between law and grace is this. Law, I do something for God. Grace, God does something for me. Man, in his nature, like to do. Man just like to do work, like to do something. That's just the way it is. Remember Cain, he wanted to do something. The fruit of his work, he wanted to offer it to God. And after all, if you look at the Ten Commandments, nine of them saying, thou shalt not. It's saying don't do. God is telling man don't do because man likes to do. And God is saying don't. Nine of them saying don't do. One only honor their father and mother. But everyone saying don't because man likes to do. But what man doesn't realize is that he can do. The law is there. Here is the standard. These are the rules that God have put. And they are perfect. They are right. They came from God. But man cannot. And that is the lesson that we have to learn. Not only that I died with Christ in chapter 6, not only that my old man is crucified, not only that I raised to walk in the newness of life, I have to realize that in myself, that in me, I have no power to do anything. And I have to accept that, and it's very hard. Now, especially we're living in a society that tells you that you are somebody, and you could do anything. We walk on the moon. We could do anything. Nothing that you have all the power and the ability and you only use 5% of your brain and if you could use the rest of it, you will be wonderful. That's what the society is telling us. But reality is this. The word of God is saying you're no good and accept it. You in yourself cannot do anything and you have completely to rely on God. Remember Jacob. For 20-something years, he did it his own way. And he got what he wants. He won the blessing, he got it. He won the birthright, he got it. He deceived his father, he deceived his uncle. He just went all the way. His brother is coming. He had the plan. He set everything in order. He knew what he... And God had to break his leg. He said, enough is enough. You can't keep relying on yourself anymore. And what happened in the man in Romans chapter 7 is God's breaking all legs and saying, hey, you can't walk on that leg anymore. Now I'm going to get you staff to lean on. And you read in that Genesis chapter 32 that Jacob was leaning on his staff now. You know, he completely gave up his ability to do anything. And every believer in the Lord Jesus have to experience that. You have to accept the fact that you're no good. You cannot please God in yourself. You just can't do it. Try it. Here it is. If you don't accept what God said, try it. It doesn't work. You have to accept that. And when you accept that, now you depend on Him. Because He doesn't just leave you hanging there that you are no good and you cannot do it. He gives you power. But you have to go to Him to fulfill all of His requirements. Because after all, and I want to just tie with John was saying that don't believe that there is no, I don't want to say rules and regulation in Christianity. There is. There is. It's not a free thing to do whatever you want. That's not Christianity. That's democracy. That's not Christianity. There is Lord. And there is Head in Christianity. And we abide with Him. We just don't do whatever we want. That's not Christianity at all. That's democracy. And it doesn't work. It's the weakest form of government after all. But there is rules and regulation. Reality is this. You can't do it in your own power. But you exceed them when you come to Christ. The Lord said you hate your enemy. You love those who love you and you hate your enemy. But when you have Christ in your heart, not only you love those who love you, you love your enemies. Now, no man could do that in his own power. But having Christ in you, having that husband, new husband, that could give you power to do his bidding.